Dreamscape presents Distraction by Aurora Rose Reynolds. Narrated by Sebastian Grove and Veronica Landon.
Prologue. Sven. Age 10. Walking down the dimly lit hallway to my dad's home office, I stopped just outside the door, watching him pull off his glasses and rub his eyes. I hate bothering him, but I really need my permission slip signed for my field trip tomorrow. And I can't go to my mom because I know she'll freak. She's always freaking out about something these days. Pulling the folded-up form out of my back pocket, I step through the door, then pause, feeling my stomach turn and get upset when I see my mom asleep on the couch under the window behind the door. What's up, bud? Pulling my eyes from my mom, I look at my dad and take a step backward. She's asleep, it's okay, he says softly, studying me. I can come back, I whisper, swinging my eyes to my mom to make sure she didn't wake when I spoke. I gave her her sleeping pills. She'll be out for a while, he says gently, and I ball my hands into fists, crushing the paper in my grip. It sucks that I'm afraid of my own mother. Licking my lips, I pull my eyes from her on the couch, move swiftly to the side of my dad's desk, and unfold the paper, placing it on top of the stack of paperwork sitting in front of him. We have a field trip tomorrow, and I need this signed, I tell him quietly, moving my eyes to my mom once more, as fear makes my hands shake. Where are you guys going? He asks, uncapping one of his fancy pens, one of the few Grandma got him for Christmas. One of the 100 he has because she always buys him pens, the same way she always buys me socks. Her gifts suck, but she never fails to bring peanut butter cookies with Hershey Kisses on top that she bakes fresh, which makes her lame gifts worth it when she comes to visit. Some museum, I tell him, licking my lips again, then feeling my heart stop when my mom moans and rolls over on the couch to face the back of it. That sounds fun, he chuckles. I wish I could laugh with him. But I can't breathe as I wait anxiously for him to sign the paper so I can leave. Did you get something to eat? He asks, placing the pen to the paper. Yes, I lie. When I got off the bus from school, I went right to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?